America. This is the Adult Swim Podcast Summer Showdown Edition. We're pitting 64 of your favorite Adult Swim shows against each other. And over the course of the next few weeks, we're knocking them out. You're knocking them out with your vote on AdultSwim.com's Instagram stories. Go in and vote. We've got a bracket. We've got a live show. Monday nights at 10, join us as we watch the returns come in. I'm Matt Harrigan. With me, Maxime Simonet.
Yep.
Tonight, the grand reckoning. What does that mean? Tell us, Max.
We're slimming it down. We're losing weight. We're cutting the trim. We're making it a different state. One world government.
64 episodes, cutting it in half tonight. Very special guest joining us, Adult Swim Programming Chief Kim Manning.
Oof, what a treat.
Let's get started, shall we? Welcome to the Adult Swim Summer Showdown. It's Matt. I'm here with Max, and I have seen the prizes.
You've seen the prize? There are prizes?
There are prizes for participants in the Adult Swim Summer Showdown.
People who participate.
Did you download your bracket?
Me personally, I'm part.
Yeah.
I'm okay, part of it, so I'm not. No.
No, you didn't, because you made it. If you want to access a bracket, on AdultSwim.com/streams. This is exciting. This is the Adult Swim Summer Showdown. You're going to vote on the best Adult Swim show of all time. Let's look at the criteria. These 64 shows were selected based on a cumulative ranking of digital and linear performance provided by a research department, blah, blah, blah. Does not include anime. Does not include shows that we have acquired.
Lot of discussion online. A lot of people saying, "Oh, someone was, it's rigged, it's fucked. Like, what's going on?" Everything here was randomly decided. And when you make these, this is the grand reckoning. When you make these brackets, let me tell you something, Matt.
Yeah,
you got to look at this as a sport. You can't just go for your favorite show. I mean, vote for your favorite show, but you have to think this is a game. You know, even if I like whatever the Louisiana Filchers or whatever, you know.
Right. Yeah.
I bet they might not win. Soccer.
Right. 64 shows have been placed. If you missed last week's broadcast, we placed... Explain how that worked, Max, last week.
Well, we had a special little computer program that was an eyeball, and it shot TV screens.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it.
Okay. We've got 64 shows to get through. They call it the Grand Reckoning. Why?
Because we're cutting this down by half. All these shows, only half of them will live now. After this, people are saying, "Oh, is it going to be Smiling Friends?" Listen, Smiling Friends, don't become the next Metalocalypse Friends fans. Just like your show. You don't have to be in chat talking about it. We're here voting on all these shows. Smiling Friends hasn't become a season yet. So far, it's just a pilot. Relax.
Does not include anime weebs. I guess I'll die. Literally, a moron says that on the YouTube chat.
We want to get your opinion, though. If you call 708-794-6386, you can tell us who you think would win.
Yeah, these are 64 shows from the history of the network. Voting opens at 11 on AdultSwim.com Instagram.
That's
not the Adult Swim Instagram. That's the AdultSwim.com.
Now, why did Adult Swim Instagram think they're too cool to post it or something?
Yes, we're not ready for that yet.
Okay, we are the not ready for Adult Swim Instagram players, which is kind of a little joke on SNL. Famous male Lauren runs that show.
Some votes coming across YouTube. Assy McGee, thank you, sir. I appreciate that vote. Rick and Morty, lots of Rick and Morty's. Moral Oral, Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
Well, that's the thing. Space Ghost, Rick and Morty, Moral Oral, they're all on the same top northern quadrant. The randomness gave us a very weird one here. I'm a little worried. I'm in that quadrant, and I'm against the jellies with Tender Touches.
Back it up, and we'll explain the north, south, east, and west of it all, will you?
All righty. Well, the west side is the randomly generated, of course. We had heavy hitters.
Back it up further so we can see all four.
Okay.
Sorry. Thank you. Nick's 5 cents in chat says, "Your pretty face is going to hell." That's who they're voting for. That's exciting. You see the north, south, east, and west here. 64 shows divided between four regions.
Yeah, so we called them east, north, west, west, south. We put heavy hitters in each because we kind of wanted to separate the top four shows based off digital and linear rankings combined, which were Robot Chicken, Rick and Morty, Aqua Teen, and Squidbillies. There were some that I thought would make that top four, but these are just rankings. It doesn't necessarily represent opinion. People might just tolerate Robot Chicken or tolerate Rick and Morty, but watch it a lot.
This is the place for opinion. This is where opinions come to roost. Zachary Reed in, on the YouTube chat says they should add smiling friends, to be honest.
No, they can't. We're not doing...
Hold on, Max.
I'm sorry. I'm just...
I think they mean they should add smiling friends as a series.
Well, I mean, yeah, sure. That's a great idea. But at this point, it's not yet a series, so it's not on here.
That's right.
And you guys can't go... Don't just chillax, have fun, and hope that people pay for it. You've said your piece. Let shows happen. Get what you want and be
literally
happy.
Literally, a moron says, Loiter Squad, yes, sir.
Do you want to look at some submitted brackets?
Walk us through this bracket, Max. Some of these choices here.
It looks like they're saying Rick and Robot Chicken wins it all.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry for snapping at Smiling Friends fans. I love the pilot. I'm just, you know, when people just get so excited about something that's not even there yet, just relax. You know, it's like you hype this birthday cake so much, and then you're like, wasn't as good as I remembered.
Or some people say that was the best birthday cake I've ever had. It's hard to know how people...
Well, they had a little bite of it. But maybe yeah. In the middle of the cake, there was a bunch of dead roaches. You know, we don't know yet.
64 shows. Who is this submitter here, Max?
I don't remember their name. Well, their name's Small. Maybe Brendan Small sent it in.
Oh, okay. So
but
it looks like they had
they see Joe Robot Para Chicken. Going against Robot Chicken in the third round.
And Xavier going against...
That's Saul of the Mole Men, Matt.
Saul of the Mole Men. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's not going to happen.
You don't think so?
No. And then up top, Space Ghost Venture Brothers go pretty far. On the east side, looks like Home Movies Aqua Teen. On the bottom, it's Squids and Sea Lab. These are not bad choices.
Let's take another one. This one's actually from famous AdultSwim.com chatter, Ben Rivera, who says Off the Air is going to win it all.
Wow.
He sees it between... Sometimes I feel like, are you doing this with your favorite shows? Are you doing this with what you think will win? I feel like this is more Ben's favorite shows, because I was telling Tina before the show, I don't think anyone in their right mind thinks Off the Air is going to win, even if Off the Air is their favorite show.
And the bottom right says, this was painful to make. I've heard this from a lot of people. A lot of these choices have been very difficult. Can we zoom in a little bit and see what choices Ben had?
Yeah, let's zoom in as much as we can.
We have a special guest just moments away from joining us.
Ooh, exciting. Hey, you're on the line with the Adult Swim Summer Showdown. What's going on?
Hey, this is Avi. I did my bracket, and one thing I will say is that...
The file they put online is very low resolution. I agree.
I'm not going to reveal my choices, but except for one, based on the left side, Joe Para could, in fact, make it to the Final Four.
I could see that as well.
Could prove to be an underdog.
I think, yeah, Joe Para could definitely be an underdog if it beats Robot Chicken.
Joe Para's going to have to take out 12 Ounce, going to have to take out Dream Court, going to have to take out Robot Chicken. Really? You think so, Avi?
I agree with Avi that I think it's
so.
Possible.
I mean, if the fans are, I think it deserves it more than some of the other shows. Oh, and to Ben Rivera, I approve. Off the Air is awesome.
Yeah, but I mean, we all agree. See, people are taking me saying relax
cool,
and
cool down.
I'm just saying, like, it doesn't matter how much you like something. You can like I said earlier, the Louisiana Filters doesn't mean they're going to win the basketball green. You know, if they get on the green of the basketball team, you know, it's right. Not how it works.
It's true.
We shall see. But I have high hopes.
Yeah.
Avi, did you submit your bracket?
Yeah, I did.
Avi, that means you're going to win a prize.
Now, here's Jonas's bracket. This bracket looks more... Oops, I got rid of it. This bracket looks more like a traditional bracket, Matt, in terms of what I think people would expect would win. In terms of just going surface level, no upsets. Metalocalypse versus Rick and Morty with Space Ghost almost getting there. I see that happening. I think it's very possible for Home Movies to be going against Eric Andre or Off the Air. Like, I see Off the Air getting this far pretty easily. I agree, Squidbillies, C-Lab. I Squidbillies or Tim and Eric, I could see, you know, these fighting. But definitely Robot Chicken, Rick and Morty, Metalocalypse. Like, these are the guys I see as our contenders. Matt, your thoughts?
It's like one of those brackets where everyone picks the favorite, and you don't win a whole lot because there's no upsets. But this makes a lot of sense.
Like, oh, hey, caller. Sorry, we've been talking about the Adult Swim Summer Showdown. Give us your noodle on it, man.
Noodle? What noodle?
Give us your opinion, sir.
Yeah, what's your biggest upset you think will happen?
My upset?
Yes.
I have no upset. I just wanted to call the number.
Oh, so you're kind of like a child.
No, I'm not a child. I'm a man.
Who's going to win this, sir? Your favorite Adult Swim show?
Yeah, I want the Venture Bros to win.
Yeah. And why is that? Yeah,
I don't know. I really like the show. I like some of the characters, and I think it's funny. Yeah, I want the Venture Brothers to win.
I'll write that down. Thank you, sir, for calling.
Yeah. Let's take a look at a little bit of the Venture Brothers. This is actually one of my favorite episodes, Matt, when I was really into the fact that they had a bunch of the Scooby-Doo mystery team, which is part of the little Hanna-Barbera world that they lampoon.
Yeah.
But they had them all best. Like, he was based off Jeffrey Dahmer, and she was based off the lady in Berkeley. Remember, what's her name, who got taken around?
Patty Hearst.
Patty Hearst. Very cool. And then the What's-His-Face was son of Shaggy was son of Sam. Very cool episode for people who want to learn a little bit about death.
Very thoughtful. Let's bring in our guest.
Hi.
Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Explain who you are, please.
I am the, I do programming for Adult Swim.
What does that mean, programming?
I don't know. I mean, you used to be able, it's like making a mixtape for TV. It's like what you see when you turn the television on, when you turn on Adult Swim. But, you know.
Do you have a grid in front of you of these 64 shows and you just say, I'll put this one here and this
I actually
one there?
Do. I'm studying this grid of 64 shows.
What do you think?
I mean, there's a lot of interest. So I'm wondering how far along you guys are. Like,
well, we're,
you already have some winners?
Show in the bracket.
Let me show you the bracket. Exciting. The north quadrant was a, we talked about this, very, a lot
let's
of.
Pull it up so and walk him through. A lot of the viewers haven't seen this yet, so we'll walk him
it's
through.
It's Rick and Morty versus Perfect Hair Forever, which Matt was frustrated by. Loiter Squad versus the Mango Wrestling Alliance.
Mongo Wrestling Alliance.
Space Toast versus Printer Paper Boy. Amoral Amos. That's a joke I made. Versus
Neon Joe.
Yeah. And then then it looks like it's Squidbillies versus...
Come on, your jokes are not playing.
I'm sorry.
Come on.
Shivering Truth versus Metalocalypse. Venture Brothers versus Harvey Birdman. Archie Haller versus Hard Nolan Scorpio Peepin. And Jellies versus Tender Touches. But there's a lot of top ones in that zone, right?
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Can we get your private picks of who you think the audience will pick?
My private picks of, yeah, not my favorites, but who I think the winners are going to be.
Who you think the winners are going to be. That's all we're doing here.
Of like this north quadrant, right, Matt?
Yeah, let's do that.
Well,
let's go right
first,
to left.
I mean, Perfect Hair Forever is clearly going to win versus Rick.
Of course, right.
So,
okay.
So that's a joke. I'm going to make Kim's bracket right now live.
It's not. It's I think that's a clear. That's clear. And then I think
you just wanted to win cuz you played Gerald in that.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
People don't know Gerald's the soft-spoken young boy in that show.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I all right. And then I never liked it very much though. And then, I'm just kidding. Loiter Squad versus Mongo. I think Loiter is the clear winner there.
Yeah.
Space Ghost versus Tom Goes the Mayor. Those are both really solid shows, but I think Space Ghost is clear.
I think it's got more of a legacy popularity.
It does, and it's more historically important, I think.
But Tom Goes, I think, is a maybe underrated show, I would say. I think it's really good.
Yeah, it's a good one. Moral Oral versus Neon Joe. I don't know. I've seen Neon Joe sort of popping on Hulu lately.
Really? So you see all these numbers all the time.
Is it because Glazer is John Glazer, the creator, is active in other shows, other networks?
It could be. He's a very, I love everything he's ever done with us. But I think Moral Oral is a solid show, and I would be shocked if that wasn't the winner there.
People do remember Moral Oral very fondly, I think.
Yeah. I think,
but you know, sometimes you have to judge, like, am I just seeing specific comedy nerds who are the people who choose to write or talk about something online do not necessarily represent the entire audience, you know?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think if Neon Joe wins, it's not going to be because it was a big hit with us. It's going to be because it's being rediscovered right now.
Interesting.
Let's see. The Shivering Truth versus Metalocalypse. Metalocalypse is going to win that.
Yeah, I think
hands
so
down.
Too. It's got a very,
a lot of, it's, go ahead, Max.
Yeah. Well, unless it's just got a vocal minority fan base, you know what I mean? What if it's just we've seen all that vocalization, but it doesn't actually have the huge fan base?
True.
But you know the numbers better than us, right?
I just think I know how vocal those fans are and how active they are, and surely they're mobilizing. So yeah. And then Harvey Birdman versus Venture Brothers. Venture Brothers is a clear winner there. That's a legacy show, I think.
Harvey Birdman, also a very good show, though.
I know, and it is, and it's a great show. But I think I can just say, if I put both of those shows back on the air, the Venture Brothers is a stronger performer between the two. Mm-hmm. I think Venture Brothers has more rabid fans.
Yeah.
People who are crazy about that show versus Birdman. I don't think it's.
Why do you think it is? Is it because of the larger continuity? Do you think those shows kind of have more of a rabid audience?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're a fan of the Venture Brothers, you're into the Venture Brothers. There's I'm actually worried about bringing back another season of Venture Brothers because of the amount of knowledge you have to have about Venture Brothers to watch Venture Brothers at this point. And
I almost find it fun to catch up.
For the people who are in it is great.
Yeah.
You know? So I think because it serves its fans so, so well, I think that that's a show. Harvey Birdman's an easy to watch thing. And it's really funny and it's really great. And it's a legacy show for us. But I think Venture Brothers has fans that are more dedicated, I would say.
I love this insight.
So the Heart She Hollers versus Hargnall and Sclopio PPO, that's a toss up. I think the Heart She Hollers is going to win that.
You think Patton Oswalt's going to carry some of that weight?
I don't know. Is he going to come out?
I don't know.
Is Christian Schaal or?
Yeah.
Are we going to?
Well-known cast.
It is.
Are we going to get some of them in here to fight for it? I don't know. This next one's going to be very controversial. What do you think?
It's okay.
The Jellies versus Tender Touches?
Yeah.
I think that's a clear Tender Touches.
No, it's not, but thank you.
Come on, Max, that's what she said.
So Tender Touches has how many seasons?
Well, it has 10 episodes that have aired 15 times in all.
But we're about to launch the third season.
We're on about season three. How many seasons?
The Jellies. How many seasons do we have of the Jellies?
I don't know. I haven't watched.
One. So.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but, you know, Dave Bonowitz and I and Lauren Payne, we're kind of industry darlings, but it doesn't necessarily mean we connect with a larger audience.
I think we're talking about people you're recruiting to vote on the streams.
Right.
I think you are a clear winner in that category.
That's true. So. Though some of them are refusing to vote because they say it's on Instagram. It's not going to count.
Tonight, the voting starts at 11 o'clock on AdultSwim.com Instagram, not the AdultSwim Instagram.com.
So how is the voting working?
I think AdultSwim.com posts every matchup. So there will be 32 stories posts that people will vote through.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which means that the later posts are probably going to get less votes.
We're going to go through the Eastern bracket here. Let's look at Check It Out or Home Movies. Kim, what do you think?
That's a hard one.
It's a hard one.
Yeah.
It is because
Home Movies, longer, much older show.
Yeah.
I feel like there's more vocal fans for Home Movies, but I feel like Check It Out has permeated the meme space more.
Yeah, I think Check It Out's the winner there.
Interesting.
I think they're both excellent shows. I think Check It Out has this consistent drip of episodes, and they're all so solid, and it's more recent. I think Home Movies, if you've tried to watch it recently, that squiggle vision didn't really hold up.
Oh, interesting.
Interesting.
Not holding up.
But I still love it. Coach McGurk and all that he's gone on to do.
People in chat room seem to disagree with you.
They are. But I think John Benjamin is a legend at this point. And this is where I first became familiar with him. I don't know enough to go back and, it's a classic. It's so good, but I would be surprised, I think, if Check It Out didn't win this battle. I just don't know if there are enough Home Movies fans who are going to be out voting.
All right, let's keep moving.
All right.
Laser Wolf
versus Hot Streets.
Yeah.
Gosh, that's a tough one, too.
Depending on what you say, I will text Brian Weissol.
Yeah. I like him, Bran Weisel, but I like the Laser Wolf crew too. Like, I don't,
it's nothing personal, yeah. Kim.
I know. I think I'm going to have to go with, that's like a toss up. I really don't know who's going to win.
Laser Wolf, more well-known cast.
It is a more well-known cast. And there are more, but there's not yet. I'm going to go with Hot Streets on this one.
Hot Streets.
Yeah.
Hey, caller, we just had Kim and her predictions pick Hot Streets over Laser Wolf. What are your thoughts?
Hey, guys, it's Shoe Fresh. I appreciate you putting this contest on. I actually was supposed to go to March Madness in Vegas when COVID happened, so I needed a bracket. God bless you for giving us a bracket. I got to agree with Kim that I like Hot Streets, but I don't know if the voting public is gonna go in on Hot Streets. I've definitely got to disagree with her on home movies, though. It was even said on the chat, Squiggle Vision was only season one. Yeah, it doesn't hold up. Yeah, it looks like Dr. Katz. But that show means so much to so many people. It was a seminal Adult Swim show. So many people remember that show incredibly fondly. John Benjamin with multiple voices on the show. You can't beat it. I think Home Movies has a chance to do some damage in that bracket. But ultimately, I think this one's going to come down to Eric Andre versus the Aqua Teen Hunger Force. I think Andre makes it all the way out of that top section before he takes on Aqua
That's
Teen
our next
Hunger
one.
Force
Who is that Eric Andre is up against?
From that side.
Kim, do you agree with Shoe Fresh that Eric Andre would thus probably beat Tropical Cocktails?
I do. I think I would be shocked if Eric... You know what? I'm a big fan of every show on this bracket because I feel like, you know... I love these people, but I do think Eric Andre versus Tropical Cocktails. Tropical Cocktails is so polarizing. Eric Andre, you can't
broad appeal.
Yeah, broad appeal. That's a winner. Eric's going to win that. And then you go down to the bottom, and yeah, Aqua Teen's in there.
Well, let's start with the next one first. Next one is what is that? Is that Off the Air?
Off the Air.
Off the Air versus China, Illinois.
Off the Air is the winner there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah. That's an easy one for me. I think China's not going to have the same kind of awareness that Off the Air has. Off the Air has so many seasons. It's been going on for so long. And the number of creators that's pulled into the network is huge. And so the number of people I think that has touched is huge. We're like, what, on year 9, I think, of Off the Air? Whereas China, Illinois was a short-lived thing. And I think it was a really interesting show. And I am a big fan of Brad Neely. But I think that Off the Air is a clear winner there to me.
Let's keep going. Assy versus Brack.
Bracky versus Ass.
I mean, Brack's such a seminal character for the network, right?
Yeah.
And but Assy, well, one, that's your show, Matt.
Yeah, I know which one I'd vote for, but nevertheless.
Yeah. And it's a talking butt. And I think that show is always funny. So whereas
Brack skewing a little younger than
that. Man. Yeah, I think Brack for me, I want to say Assy's the winner here.
Bold.
God, and
Kim. I like it.
I don't think it's that bold. I feel like when I was of the age of just when I just turn on the TV, Assy would always make me laugh when I would see it on TV.
It makes me laugh now.
Well, saying I've outgrown it, man. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, man. I'm just kidding. No, I just remember though when I was just catching it on TV, like it felt like it stood out to me from that generation.
Light Night 14 in chat says it's Brack. Don't even play. Whoa.
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding, Light Night 14? Get out of here.
I don't believe that. I think you talk Space Ghost Coast to Coast. That's a different thing. I think you talk Brack. And that is a character who is good in small doses, who never really worked as the lead of his own show. I'm just going to be honest.
Interesting.
I think I adore everyone who worked on both of these properties. I think, though, that...
Are you running for president, Kim? Because you're being very diplomatic.
Well, I am.
You talk about John Benjamin from Home Movies. John Benjamin, he's all over assy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just
very interesting.
It's based off his ass.
Let's keep going. Let's keep going while we got this.
Hoop versus the Boondocks. The Boondocks.
Yeah, that's a very popular show, and I think it always resurges. I feel like there's always sometime people are posting that on Reddit or YouTube or something like that. You know.
Who remembers Strucker and Hoop?
I mean, nobody. I do. I remember it.
No, you don't. You're a liar.
I'm not a liar. I remember.
What's this, Frisky Dingo?
Frisky Dingo versus Black Dynamite. I'm going to say Black Dynamite right now.
Black Dynamite.
Yeah.
Oh, and a tough one bringing up the bottom here. Drinky Crow and Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Oh, that's
like a no-brainer.
That's a no-brainer. Yeah.
But do you like the people who make Drinky Crow?
I actually do.
That's good.
I do.
I'm wearing a shirt right now drawn by Tony Millionaire.
I have a bunch of books on the shelf behind me that you can't see by Tony Millionaire. I'm a huge Tony Millionaire fan, but Drinky Show didn't pan out as a show. So,
well,
give us a call, 708-794-6386 if you want to argue with us.
I want to start this time with the heavy hitter just so we can get it out of the way. Mostly for millennials, you think beats Squidbillies, right? I'm just kidding.
No way!
I'm just kidding. That's a joke. A classic joke I make.
I mean, it could if people got really fired up, but it's wrong. I think Squidbillies has so many seasons, amazing art design, amazing characters, such
great
good
cast.
Writing.
Great
yeah,
cast.
I feel like
impossible.
The comedies, the voice acting is just sets it apart. I've been watching so many Squidbillies clips.
Hello?
Oh, hey, you're on the line with the Summer Showdown talking with Kim, Max, and Matt.
Oh, hi, guys. That's crazy. Sorry, I never thought I'd get in.
Yeah, well, I let you in.
Thank you.
Oh.
What are your thoughts here? Who do you like?
Supposed to say,
yes.
Who do I like? Yeah. I'm in love with the Venture Brothers right now. I'm completely obsessed with it. I can't wait for the new season. And I feel like if it got the prize, which is like the, what is it called again? Like a, I don't know if you have
shirt.
A special name, but you just could play a ton of the episodes. I think that would give it like more of a fan base that it deserves and get everybody really excited for the new season that's coming out hopefully eventually.
Yeah. So they are working on a new season, and I do have a question for you, which is I feel the same way about the Venture Brothers. I really love it. And I think when it's time to bring it back, it's really hard to get people caught up on the Venture Brothers and how, like, because I think you have to be in it at this point. You have to know
I started watching it in February. I'm 17 years old, so I wasn't around like when it was first starting out, so I just kind of, I don't know.
Well, as a young person, you know, you grew up more with an online streaming and binge culture. I think if Venture Brothers were available online, people would be interested enough just to watch it all, right? Which
True.
Is what
yeah,
you've
well,
done.
I watched it on Hulu. They just added like this watch together function, and I've been watching the first two seasons and hopefully the rest of them with my best friend.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's been really fun because there's so much stuff where I'm like, pay attention to this because it's going to become important later. And he's always like, are you sure? That was such a tiny reference. Like, I don't want to spoil anything, but the second episode is so important at the beginning. Like, the second episode of season one is so important for the beginning of season seven that it's insane. So you have to be caught up with it, obviously.
Spoil it for us.
I think
Don't spoil it for me.
Spoil it? No,
don't spoil it.
But she's right. You have to pay attention to that show. And if you pay attention to that show, the payoff is amazing.
I will say, though, I'm going to now I'm going to go back on what I've said, which is I do love the Venture Brothers, and I do love a deeper continuity. But I've sometimes felt like it starts getting so crazy and routinely doesn't actually conclude anything completely all the way that I start being like, why do I care anymore? And I can just watch it. You know what I mean? Does that make any sense? Or do
I'm
I
lost?
It's like Lost. Well, Lost, no, I cared about what was going to happen. But I don't know if I care what it's going to happen in the Venture Brothers anymore. I feel like it's eaten itself up and just kept going. You know what I mean?
Agree to disagree, Max.
Yeah. I lost interest in Lost pretty early on.
Okay, well,
and
I'm not here. I'm
never
not
had a payoff, but I feel like Venture Brothers does have a payoff. They know where that's going. They knew from the beginning. That's Lost's whole problem.
That's right. Lost. They kept getting ordered. New shows kept getting ordered. They just had to make stuff up.
They're like, oh, we didn't think we'd get this far. We never thought about that. And it's so clear when you get to the end. You get to the end of Venture Brothers, you're going to realize they knew where this shit was going.
Wait, there's an ending?
All the time.
There's an ending planned? Well, never mind. Now I'm back. I'm sorry.
Eagle Heart, your pretty face is going to hell.
Sorry, I'm an idiot.
Well, that's your pretty face is going to hell. I can't pretend on that one. That's that feels really easy to me.
Mike Tyson, Three Busy Debras.
God, that's hard. I want to say I'm shocked at how strong I feel Debras has been, because I wasn't, this is a bad thing to say, but I wasn't always fully on board with that show. I think it's so funny and it's fresh and it's new. And I think Tyson hasn't hit the same way, and it's been, I don't know. I think Debras is the winner there.
Debras.
My pick. Yeah.
Black Jesus. What is that?
Oh. Tim and Eric Awesome Show.
Awesome Show. Oh,
that's hard. I'm going to say Tim and Eric, because I think Tim and Eric really changed things for me. I was a humongous fan of Tom Goes to the Mayor when that happened. And I'm trying to keep my personal feelings out of this, but I feel like when Tim and Eric hit, that felt like something I had not seen before. And so I feel like when fans are looking at this, the fans of Tim and Eric are going to be more rabid than the fans of Black Jesus. That's my feeling right now. They're both great shows. So that's
put it up there. All right.
All righty. All righty.
C-Lab. Foundational show, perhaps.
I feel like Kim hates me because I like Lost.
No, that's not why.
I don't hate Max. You can't hate Max. Not really.
No, I think a lot of people do, actually. But
no,
go on.
Nobody really hates Max. I did threaten to punch Max once, but... All right. So, C-Lab 2021 versus Kingstar King. I don't think anybody knows what Kingstar King is, so that's a C-Lab 2021 win.
Lucy, Daughter of the Devil, Menora Team. Another John Lucy. Benjamin show. That's got to be Lucy.
Lucy.
Yeah.
Easy.
Here's I can't one. Wait till we do the second roundabout with Kim's choices.
Here's another deep cut. Fat guy stuck in internet.
That's a Frankenhole win, I think. That's a shocking one to me. This is a weird matchup, these two.
Yeah.
I can't see Fat Guy winning, though. Those are both, like, did Frankenhole, I should know this off the top of my head, but did that have two seasons or was it one? I'm Googling it, you guys. And I'm in
Gremlin
charge of programming.
Had great shorts that preceded the actual series.
Yeah, he did. And Gemberling is a really funny guy. And he was amazing in, I don't remember. The Comedy Central show.
I can't think of what it's called.
It's called... I'm almost there. Broad City.
Oh, yeah.
He's really good in that.
Oh, here's an interesting one. Decker.
Yeah.
Tigtone.
Tigtone.
Kiwi says, Kim better say Decker, American hero. You're saying Tigtone.
Well, so now you've gone against Decker.
So I have two minds about this. So I think Tigtone, I might have picked Tigtone because I'm a fan of Tigtone, to be perfectly honest. I think I'm also a fan of Decker. I love both of those shows. I think Decker started online. You guys are facing these things off online. Maybe I'm wrong to not pick Decker. I'm actually like toying with the idea of doing a Decker 4th of July. What do you guys think about that?
That'd be awesome. Yes.
Douglas Holmes in YouTube says Deckard, not so much.
I don't think that, I feel like as much as I personally love, but I personally love Tickton too. That's like, it's like a baby's thing. Like, how do you split your baby in half? And I don't know.
Well, you'll have to go to ancient Babylon for that.
When I think about fans and I think about ratings, I think Tickton's the winners there.
Well, let's go here. Robot Chicken versus Apollo Gauntlet.
That's a Robot Chicken winner.
I saw that from a mile away.
Mile away. Yeah.
Then Mama Calls Me Sheriff versus Dream Corp.
That's an interesting one.
Caller, what do you think? Mama versus Sheriff versus Dream Corp.
I think I would go with Mama. I believe that that crew pulled a complete 180 over everybody in terms of what they did with the Mr. Pickles brand and made it kind of like its own little thing. I love Dream Corp, don't get me wrong, but I think Mama is, I know it's kind of new to the game, but I honestly think Mama might have a chance of beating out Dream Corp, but that's just my opinion.
Kim, what do you think about this hot take?
I don't know. I don't know how people feel about Sheriff at this point, because it's still so new. And Dream Corp has been a really innovative series. And I think that if you are a fan of that show, the payoff for that show, just like for Venture Brothers, is pretty high. I think, I don't know, that's a tough one for me. I might pick Dream Corp as the winner in this category personally.
Interesting. Kim's pick.
Kim's pick, caller. Thanks. Sorry call, about sir. That.
Here's a fun one coming up. Joe Pera versus Delocated.
Ooh.
Ooh, that's a tough one,
like,
huh?
Two favorites for me.
Yeah. It's a hot spot.
Think, yeah, I think I'm going to go, I hate this, but with Joe Pera. And the reason I'm going to go with Joe Pera is because I think there's more awareness around that show. Mm. I think that that's a show. And Joe, like, how can you not just adore that show? And
feels right for the times.
It's a good show for the times. Exactly. And I think I could not be a bigger fan of John Glazer's. I don't want it to be against Delocated. I wish they could be in different categories. But I think if we're talking about today and now, I think Joe Pera is my winner.
That's an interesting, begs an interesting question. Will these shows feel different a year from now? Did they feel different a year ago, some of these? Is Eric Andre going to feel the same next year as it does this year? Joe Pera, I mean, Delocated?
Personally, to me, I think absolutely yes. I think the winners this year may be different from the winners next year. I think this might be worth doing on a regular basis. But I think also it's going to depend on what everybody churns out over the next year, what new shows get added to the mix over the next year, what, you know, it's a little bit about the climate, a little bit about, I mean, yeah, we all want a little bit of comfort right now. And maybe that's why I picked Joe Pera over Delocated, but I'm also feeling particularly anxious and, I don't know.
I saw it mentioned in chat that Joe Pera kind of transcends the Adult Swim channel. It's something that oddly is pretty accessible, like for people who might not consider themselves Adult Swim fans too. What do you think
that
about
is
that?
I mean, that is a thing that I think about when I schedule Joe Pera is it's hard. Like when I schedule, because you think about scheduling, like making a mixtape, right? And it's like, well, where do you want Family Guy and where do you want American Dad? You have this many plays of this thing and this many plays of that thing. And then you could pepper in all these other shows, these 64 other shows that we have to choose from. I think it is difficult to think about, like, what else do we have? What else does anybody have that's anything like Joe Pera? And what do you put that next to? And that's a... it's a tricky thing, and he does sort of transcend all of it. You watch him and it feels so wholesome, and it makes me really happy to watch him. So.
Movie Kurt in chat says, Osmo versus Super Jail kills me. That's our next matchup. That's
wow. I've never heard of 12-ounce mouse called Osmo. I like that.
Osmo. That comes from the first episode.
That is a tough one, because I feel like they're both from the same time period, too.
Osmo. That's so funny. I forgot about that.
We have a new season of 12 Ounces coming that's like so amazing, and I'm really excited about it.
Animation looks great.
And then at the same time, like, I could not be a bigger fan of Christy, and Super Jail was amazing. And I think Ballmasters, I think anybody who's not giving that show a chance or who hasn't, like, just sit down and watch both seasons of that and tell me it's not a great show.
Like, last few Ballmasters were knockouts.
So that's a tough one because I feel like they come from the same time period. I feel like some of these others, like Joe Pera versus Delocated, that's kind of going to depend on the age of the person.
Interesting.
You know, like when they came into Adult Swim. Super Jail versus 12 Ounces, that's a tough one. I'm going to guess that Super Jail is going to be the winner there. But that's based on ratings. And I think sometimes ratings are a very different thing than like a passionate fan base.
Yeah.
And I feel like Super Jail, if I put them on the air, Super Jail is going to get the bigger ratings. 12 Ounces is going to have the more vocal fan base. So
Ballmasters may cannibalize some of these Super Jail viewers.
But at the moment, they get to vote for both, Matt.
Yeah.
They do.
So Bedtime Stories versus Hot Package.
Bedtime Stories versus Hot Package. We're running out of time, aren't we?
Yeah. Well, let's do these and let's do a speed round of everything else.
Speed round. I would say Bedtime Stories. That feels easy.
Pickles or Saul of the Mole Men?
Pickles.
Ballmasters or Xavier?
Ooh. I don't like that one. I don't like that one. Xavier, I think.
Then STD versus Beef.
Beef House, I think. Yeah. I'm going to go with Beef House.
Let's go for the tough.
All right, speed
let's
round.
Keep going.
Perfect.
Decker versus...
Did you really want Perfect Hair or did you want Rick and Morty there? Be honest.
That's okay, Rick and Morty. That's
okay.
Rick and Morty.
Son of a gun.
I know.
Rick and Morty versus Loader Squad.
Rick and Morty.
Space Ghost versus Moral Oral.
Space Ghost.
Metalocalypse versus Venture Brothers. This is going to be the hardest one, I think. Ooh. I think I would go Venture Brothers, and I'm a huge Brendan Small fan.
Metal.
You think so?
No, I think Metal.
Because I want to rewatch Venture Brothers.
Archie Holler or Tender Touches?
Archie Hollers.
Yeah, that show's great. And, you know.
But I actually think Tender Touches, I don't know. That's like a, I don't know. But I'm going to go Archie Hollers just for the sake of...
Steve Brule or Hot Streets?
Steve Brule.
Eric Andre or Off the Air?
This one's hard, I think.
Eric Andre.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah.
Assy or Boondocks?
Boondocks.
Aqua Teen or Black Dynamite?
Aqua Teen.
Then on the bottom, we've got Squids versus Your Pretty Face.
Squids.
Debra's versus Tim and Eric.
Tim and Eric.
C-Lab or Lucy?
C-Lab.
Tick-Tone or Frankenhole?
Tick-Tone.
Interesting. This is fun. Guys, you like doing this? Robot Chicken versus Dream Corp.
Robot Chicken.
Joe Pera or Super Jail?
Joe Pera.
And people watching, these are not the final results. This is Kim's predictions. We're just doing a speed round. She's the director of the programming kingdom.
I'm guessing based on what you guys tend to watch.
Bedtime Stories versus Pickles.
Pickles.
Xavier or Beef House?
Xavier.
I think it's Xavier too. Okay, well, we're going back all the way through. We're getting close. Rick versus Space Ghost.
Rick and Morty versus Space Ghost?
Yeah.
Jeez, that's a tough one. Rick and Morty, I think.
Yeah.
It depends on who's voting.
Metalocalypse or Archie Holler? Steve Brule or Eric Andre?
Eric Andre. Boondocks.
Boondocks, you think, beats Aqua Teen.
Wow, interesting. Okay.
I don't know. Maybe not.
No, it's too late.
So maybe not.
Squid. No,
that's
too
Aqua
late.
Teen. That's Aqua Teen.
Hold on.
Okay. That sucks.
Okay, no, I put it Aqua Teen. Squids or Tim and Eric?
Tim and Eric.
C-Lab
or Tick-Tone?
C-Lab.
No.
Right.
Pickles or Xavier?
pickles.
Really?
That's weird.
That is weird,
Joe
right?
Joe Parra or Robot Chicken?
Getting so weird.
Robot Chicken versus Joe Parra is also very weird.
So
I could
weird.
Never compare those shows in my wildest dreams. That's like liking blueberries or a steak.
I'm just going to go with Joe Parra because I want to believe good things about the world. I mean, I love the Robot Chicken guys.
Now we're going, we've got six more matches to do.
We've got three minutes.
Rick versus Metal.
Metal.
You think Metalocalypse beats Rick and Moral?
I think Metal might win. I think it might win.
I like it.
I do.
Eric versus Aqua Teen.
Oh, God. That's so hard, you guys. I'm going to go with Eric.
So interesting. Bold. Against our heavy hitters' mathematical diagnoses. Tim and Eric versus C-Lab. I think that's Tim and Eric, right?
Tim and Eric, yeah.
Closing in on this one.
Joe Parra versus Mr. Pickles. I think you're saying Joe Parra.
Joe Parra, for sure.
Joe Parra or Metalocalypse, Kim?
Joe... Metalocalypse would win.
Metalocalypse.
And then Tim and Eric or Eric Andre?
I'm going to say... I think Eric Andre might win that. Oh, my God. What is this bracket that we've wound up with?
So now we've ended up with Metalocalypse versus Eric Andre. Who do you think takes it in your prediction?
Oh, my God. This is so weird, you guys.
You work yourself into a corner.
I did.
These are not official picks. These are Kim's picks. Kim's picks based on what she thinks the audience will choose.
Kind of like kid picks, but Kim
not
picks.
Not her personal. Mm-hmm.
I think Eric Andre would win that.
Eric Andre.
Yeah, that's Kim so weird. That's Eric not Andre what I would have expected to win.
Wow, we thought it through.
That's a surprise, but surprise to me.
It's the nature of the draw here, and a lot of the ways these teams were pitted against each other. Teams.
Can't wait to see what happens.
The voting is open. On AdultSwim.com Instagram, not Adult Swim Instagram, AdultSwim.com Instagram. Send your brackets to assummershowdown@gmail.com.
And thank you to Kim Manning, who joined us today. She's the Empress of Entertainment. I don't know what the fuck am I saying.
That's a good title.
The great
title. That's not my actual title.
The Grand Reckoning is upon us. Half of 64 shows have been culled or will be this week with your voting.
That's right.
I can't wait for everybody to prove me wrong.
Yeah.
I want to see all these picks. Like, I want to see what happens. I'm really on the edge of my seat, you guys.
AdultSwim.com Instagram is where you vote. Thanks, Kim Manning, for coming on.
Yeah, happy voting.
What do you think, Max?
I've thought of 100 times. I'm excited. Some things are... Some of the voting was even happening live now. The numbers are shocking me sometimes, sometimes not. And it was great seeing what Kim said.
I was very pleased to see people turning out for Perfect Hair Forever.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome when that wins. I mean, it's perfect, right?
Yeah, yeah, right. Join us live Monday at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern on AdultSwim.com or the app. Vote for your favorite show on the AdultSwim.com Instagram story before time runs out. Then watch the results come in live Monday at 10 Eastern on the app or site and find out who's left standing in the Adult Swim Summer Showdown. Subscribe to the Adult Swim podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure to visit AdultSwim.com/podcast to see links to some of the things we've been talking about. As usual, we'd love to hear from you. AdultSwimPodcast@gmail.com. Thanks to Christina Loringer for producing this episode. Organizing everything. And thank you, the listener, for listening.
Thank you.
Join us Monday at 10.